All right, good morning, church. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Shalom to you. All right, this morning I'm going to speak on a high-tech topic called AI, artificial intelligence. I'm not too sure whether the children want to, before that, I'm going to show you two video clips. The reason for showing you the video clips is because to understand the subject matter better, it is better to watch these short video clips, because if a picture paints 1,000 words, then a video would paint 10,000 words. There are two short videos that I'm going to show you. The first one is an interview, or rather, one of the journalists from ABC, American Broadcasting Corporation, went to Hong Kong to this particular lab and tried to gain a bit of understanding of this artificial intelligence. And then the second video clip is an Algeria kind of also a short documentary. Is 25 minutes, but we are not going to watch the full video, maybe just the first 6 minutes, and then after that we stop there, and then I will deliver the sermon. So just sit back and enjoy yourself with these two videos. Thank you. All right, Daniel chapter 2 verse 36 says, this is the dream. The context is Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And this is a dream about a statue, about the kingdoms to come before the end of the world. And he's asking for interpretation. And so, this is a dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of the kings. For the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beasts of the field and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. But after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth, and the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others. Whereas you saw the feet and the toe, partly of potter clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic, they will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. I'll read again. This is an important verse, very confusing verse, but it becomes clearer later when I explain. Verse 43, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of man, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all this kingdom, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and it broke in pieces, the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. And then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this scripture that we have just read. We just ask the Holy Spirit to come and to open our eyes and help our hearts to comprehend and to perceive what you have to say regarding the end days. And so I pray, Father, Lord, you anoint your servant to speak this word with clarity. And I pray, Father, Lord, that you will speak to the very hearts of the people, and that you will awaken every one of us, and so that we can be watchful, Lord, of what is happening around us, and we will not sleep, Father. And you ask us to watch and pray. And so I pray, Father, that this congregation will be a watchful congregation, be aware of the prophetic happening and what are the implications that are to come. And so we commit, Lord, this morning's session to you and ask you will come and rejuvenate us, and you will awaken us, and that you will cause us to have the sense of urgency and to know that your coming is near, and that we as your bride will be prepared, Lord, when you come, in Jesus' most precious name. And God's people say, Amen. Amen. Now today I want to start a new series of sermon called 2024 Prophecy Update, pertaining to some of the latest hot topics like AI, artificial intelligence, UFO, and alien. And I would like to speak first on the topic of AI, artificial intelligence. And so the title of my sermon today is Prophecy Update Part 1. First question I want to address is AI, artificial intelligence, prophesied in the Bible? Now, if you read the news media often, you must be aware that by now, that AI is becoming a very hot topic today. Though AI has been long in history, it has only taken off and make huge advances in recent years. Because I remember when I was studying in the university, they actually talked about AI. That was many, many years ago. But it has only recently taken off and make huge advances. And so we live in an era of intelligences, general intelligence. We talk about emotional intelligence, creative intelligence, and more recently, a hot topic called artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is a broad field of study within computer science, designing systems that try to think and act like human beings. For example, they are programmed to play games, perform manual tasks, and to drive vehicles and many other things. There are generally two subdivisions of artificial intelligence. We call it, well, the first area is we call it specific artificial intelligence, and then second is called general artificial intelligence. Now, specific AI technology are actually systems that mimic human engineering in a particular task. For example, you heard about ChatGPT. It's actually an acronym for Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer. Now, you can ask ChatGPT to explain a complex subject, to write a poem, to solve a mathematical problem, to write computer codes, or to even get relationship advice, etc. Now, on the other hand, general AI attempts to mimic humans in thoughts, language, and action. More broadly, what you watched moments ago about this humanoid Sophia is actually a general AI. And so AI encompasses various subfields like machine learning, deep learning, which allows systems to learn and to adapt large volume of training data. And so AI, humanoid, now has the ability to self-learn, to self-taught, and may eventually supersede human intelligence over time. Now, many predicts that this technology will be transformative to society as the printing press during the Enlightenment age, or the combustion engine during the industrial age, or computers during the information age. The impact on our life or in the next few years will be very significant and consequential, technologically, socially, and also spiritually, far more than many of us realize. While AI has the incredible potential, some experts express concern about its rapid development and the big risk and danger it poses to humanity in the future. And so the first question is an AI a common grace or a real-life Terminator? Now, we Christians view AI solely as a tool and gifts from God. Thank you. Under common grace to be used for good and wise purposes. Now, as the Lord says in Isaiah 54:16, He said, Behold, I have created the smith who blows the fire of coals and produces the weapon for its purpose. I have also created the ravager to destroy. And so God has ordained that technological advancement increased throughout history. And how we use this gift of common grace, whether for good or evil, is a theological and moral issue deserving careful attention. Now, so the question is AI mentioned in Bible prophecy? Are there any spiritual significance. So I will try to answer this question in today and also subsequent sermon, because it's quite a big subject. So before I answer this question, let me define what this and describe what is AI. So what is artificial intelligence? And AI is actually the science of making computer machines that can think intelligently like humans with problem-solving capability. All right, very simple definition. It is programmed to learn, all right, and to do smart things. That means it has the ability to teach itself. And AI technology actually can process massive amount of data in lightning speed, few thousands of times faster and more efficient than humans. And so these systems can learn from vast amounts of information and identify patterns to carry out various tasks intelligently. And so let me give you a few examples. Now, you heard of number one example, voice-controlled virtual assistant like Apple Siri or the Amazon Alexa, that it uses actually AI technology. And so the phone that I'm holding here is an Apple phone. It uses the voice assistant, virtual assistant, Siri. For example, if I want to ask the AI, all right, I say, "Hi Siri, where am I today?" Or where am I? So it tells you that you are at 53 Boranup Avenue. It's at Clarkson, Western Australia. How does AI know? If you bring this phone to another place, it will tell you exactly where you are located. It is intelligent enough to locate where you are. And how does it know? Because it is linked to Google Map, and Google Map has a GPS system and locates where you are. And if you ask AI, Siri, you know, how's the weather today, it also tell you what is the weather for Western Australia, in particular Clarkson. All right, well, weather forecast for today, because it knows your location and it links up to a weather bureau, and then it extract that information and then it reads back to you. And so that is how AI works. Second example is social media platforms such as Facebook or X, previously known as Twitter, and TikTok. It uses AI to decide which posts to show users, and they call this algorithm. And then third example is Amazon analyzes customer buying habits using AI to recommend future purchases. And then fourth example is programs like ChatGPT and Midjourney are example of generative AI, which learn from a massive data to create the content that fuels human need. And so chatbot like ChatGPT converse and engage with people in text, in audio, and in image now interactively, while Midjourney generates images from simple text instruction. And so generative AI can even produce videos and music in the style of the famous artist. And so, for example, the first screen, if you notice the photo that I showed when I was reading the scripture, I don't know where it was shown, I cannot remember, but it was shown at the screen, meant to show you on the screen. That picture regarding a human interacting with a humanoid, and then in the background is all the high scraper with all the flying planes around. That picture was actually generated using ChatGPT. I instruct ChatGPT to produce an image, modern image of a human interacting with a humanoid, and then it produced for me that particular picture. I did not draw it, but I instruct it, and then within a few seconds, it gave me a kind of combination of four photographs, and within the four photographs, I picked that particular picture. And so, it draws pictures for you. It can produce lots of things, all right? So, this is the power of AI. AI tools are advancing so rapidly that it can even pass the what they call the lawyer's bar exam, create award-winning art, and mimic celebrity voice well enough to fool an average person. And then leads many to wonder, will AI one day become sentient? Now, the meaning of sentient is, will it be self-aware, have feelings, and capable of thinking and experiencing feelings like human, perceiving the world and responding emotionally to its surrounding? And so this is a highly debatable question, because now enough has been said about AI in terms of definition and description. And next I want to answer a more important spiritual question. Is artificial intelligence mentioned in Bible prophecy? Now the simple answer is yes. Now there are two verses that prophesy about AI in the book of Daniel. Now after Daniel gave an end days prophecy that Israel will face great trouble in the very last days of great tribulation, he was then asked to seal this book until the time of the end. And Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 says, but you Daniel, he says, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. And then it described some of the characteristics of the time of the end. And it says that many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Actually, the word is increased greatly. And so in this verse, the prophecy says that the end days will be characterized by two things in this verse. One of them is AI related. The other one is not. Now, the other one that is not related is many shall run to and fro. What does that mean? It means that travel will increase vastly. Now, we see this being fulfilled in our days in air travel. The deregulation of the U.S. airline industry in the 1970s spurred the introduction of low-cost or budget carrier in the United States. And then the budget air travel model gained popularity, and then it spread to Europe in the 1980s, and then later on caught on to the Asian market in the 1990s. Since then, air travel has become very affordable to people globally. In fact, the motto of the renowned budget airline Air Asia says, now everyone can fly. This budget, or rather this statement from this budget airline is so apt. And so this prophecy says that many shall run to and fro is being fulfilled right before our eyes. Now, there is no way for the prophet Daniel, who traveled on horseback 2,500 years ago, can predict such a phenomenon. And it only proves that this prophecy is God-inspired. Not only many shall run to and fro, in the same verse, the next prophecy says that knowledge shall increase. Now, it means that there will be knowledge explosion in the likes of AI. Now, back in the 1980s, there was a man called Buckminster Fuller created the knowledge doubling curve. His research has discovered the following statement, or the following statistic rather. And until 1900s, human knowledge doubled approximately every 100 years or every century. And by the end of World War II, 1939, knowledge was doubling every 25 years. Now today, things are not that simple, because different types of knowledge have different rates of growth. So for example, nanochip technology knowledge is doubling every 2 years. And clinical knowledge doubles every 18 months. Now, currently, on average, human knowledge is doubling every 13 months. According to IBM, with AI, internet, and powerful search engine like Google, shortly to come, it is projected that knowledge will double every 12 hours. And so your smartphone here has more sophisticated technology in it than the first space shuttle. The average newspaper today has more information than the average person living in the 17th century would come across in his lifetime. And so we are living right now in this era of knowledge explosion. And we are right at the place where knowledge is doubling and accelerating in an incredible fast speed because of AI. Year 2023 is the year of AI. Because in February 2023, ChatGPT has surpassed 100 million active users just in 2 months. Now, this has broken the previous record held by TikTok, where it reached 100 million users, active users, within 9 months. And so this is a record that is set for consumer internet application. Number two, though record increase has been impressive to men, but not to God. Because God is all-knowing. He knows everything. His knowledge has always been full and complete, and nothing can be added to it or to increase it. And so Psalm 147, verse 4 to verse 5 says, God count the number of stars, and he called them all by name. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. And it says that his understanding is infinite. I want to re-emphasize, God's understanding is infinite. We may discover lots of knowledge that all along that God already possessed. Now, it is new to us because God is allowing man to tap into knowledge that he has possessed all along. We may think that it is amazing to be able to search on the internet and get all kinds of information about people, about places and things in a few seconds. But God already has knowledge of all things and he does not even need to Google it. And so smartphone, laptop, tablets, and all such devices are end time signs of knowledge increase and explosion. And those things didn't come from man's knowledge. Man merely discovered God's scientific laws of how things work. But people are not giving him the credit for them. Job 21:22 says, shall anyone teach God's knowledge? Surely not, since he judged those on high. Man has taken the credit for many things, when God really is the one who is giving them the knowledge. Now, though man has discovered so much knowledge, but there are still lots of other undiscovered knowledge that mankind does not know. This is because you simply don't know what you don't know. And oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Romans chapter 11, verse 33. Number four, no man can even or ever come close to God's knowledge. Now, under the Holy Spirit inspiration, about 2,500 years ago, the prophet Daniel was already predicting knowledge explosion during the end days in the Holy Scripture. And here again, we are seeing before our eyes the fulfillment of this second prophecy. Now, from the fulfillment of this second, these two prophecy, together with many other end times prophecy, we know that the end days are indeed here. Now, there is a second verse that prophesies about AI in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. It says that they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to another. The context of this prophecy is this. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had a vision of a metallic statue, beginning with the head of gold, and which was his empire, followed by the chest of silver, the thigh of bronze, and the legs of iron, and ended up with the last kingdom of 10 toes, working with the Antichrist on planet Earth. In short, it was a prophecy of the kingdoms in world history in relation to Israel before the end of the world. The last kingdom of the 10 toes was a mixture of iron and clay. And so the last coalition kingdom was interpreted as comprising a mixture of 10 kingdoms, some as strong as iron and some as weak as clay. Then comes another of the next cryptic verse, very mysterious verse, prophecy in verse 43. It says that as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they were mingled with the seed of men, but they would not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And so this cryptic verse makes good sense if you read it in the context of AI. And so now, in time to come, many AI humanoids will be unleashed on Earth. And these humanoid robots will have the intelligence of a human, mimic human action, and perform human-like activities. Now, in the video clips that you just watched earlier, Sophia was actually chatting with a human intelligently. Imagine how much more intelligent these humanoid will be in a few years' time. And by the way, those video clips, I think, were taken at least 1 or 2 years ago. And so since then, many advances have been made. Now, in time to come, virtually every single job on Earth will be affected by AI. They are going to collaborate with humans or to replace many kinds of jobs. For example, replace the job of a receptionist, a factory or office worker, cleaner, domestic helper, supermarket assistant, medical assistant, counselor, teacher, financial advisor, banking officer, legal advisor, computer programmer, etc., etc. And so at home, we will have a humanoid assisting our household tasks, helping us to clean and cook meals. And when we go shopping, we will be speaking to humanoid shopping assistant. And in school, students will converse and interact with a humanoid teacher. And in the office and workplace, they will work in collaboration with humanoid workers. And before we call up a doctor, people will be like most likely talk to a humanoid medical assistant. And hence, in time to come, millions of people in the world will be interacting with and receiving influence from a humanoid. Now, some other bizarre things are also going to happen. Like falling in love and having a relationship with a sexual humanoid partners. And I'm not exaggerating, because this is already happening in some way in Japan. They call it sex dolls. And so I submit to you another interpretation of this cryptic verse from Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. Now, first, robot is actually made of steel, an iron-based alloy. And the computer chip is made from silicon or from clay or sand. And therefore, iron mixed with clay refers to AI humanoid robotic machine. And they, it means the humanoid, will mingle with the seed of man, meaning mankind, but they don't adhere to them, because humanoid robots and humans are totally different kind of entity. And so the road before us is laden with perils in many and with many spiritual implications. Now, knowledge per se is amoral. That means neither good nor evil. How it is being used that will make it either good or evil. Now, there was once a conversation between two close friends who are both renowned high-tech entrepreneurs, Elon Musk and Larry Page. Now, Elon Musk, as you know, is the CEO of Tesla and also a few other high-tech companies. Larry Page is the co-founder of Google. Now, in their chat on AI, Elon Musk is saying to Larry Page, he said, you've got to create some safeguards for AI because this technology is very dangerous without safeguards. And it makes Larry Page so upset that he cut off his relationship with Elon Musk, and Larry called Elon a species. Now, let me explain what species means in the context, because this is very troubling. For example, if you are a sexist, it means that one sex is better than the other. But if you are racist, it means that you think one race is better than the other. Now, if you are a species, you think that humanity is better than all other creatures. Now, in this case, this is right, because it is in alignment with God's word. And because after each day of creation, God said that it was good. But on the sixth day after created mankind, God said that it was very, very good. And so God considered man as his apex of creation. We are the only species of creature created in God's image and with the breath of God. And therefore, we are the best species of all the creations on planet Earth. Now, so what Larry Page was saying is we are no better, or rather, we are not better than AI. Because AI humanoid should have the same consideration that we humans have. And so Larry seems to be in favor of pushing AI to its full potential to surpass mankind. Now, the point is that many scientists, AI scientists, are very concerned with AI attaining singularity. Now, what does attaining singularity mean? Now, AI singularity is a hypothetical future event when AI humanoid has advanced to an irreversible stage where it is far more intelligent than human being. And so potentially it can lead to humanoid assuming control over humanity. Now, in layman terms, it can inevitably create an uncontrollable and very powerful AI monster like Frankenstein or Terminator. Currently, AI technology is trained on existing data set generated by humans. This means that the AI, what AI knows, comes from human. And so this indicates that humans are still more intelligent. However, AI humanoid are programmed to have self-learning and self-teaching ability. And so it opens to the possibility that they acquire the ability, they may acquire the ability to innovate and create its own technology that is entirely new and foreign to humans. Now, there are some comments made from top scientists or high-tech experts, and they are very troubling. The late Stephen Hawking, one of the top astrophysicists, once said, "The development of AI could spell the end of human race." And then second person, Sam Altman, the founder of OpenAI, the company that launched ChatGPT, admits himself that he feels a little scared of his own in creation because the chances of AI becoming an uncontrollable Frankenstein monster is not improbable. And Elon Musk, in another interview, said this: "With AI, we are summoning the demons." It sounds like a prophetic utterance coming from a tech entrepreneur who does not profess to be a Christian. And he went on to say that AI might be conjuring something that we think we can control, only to find out that it will turn against us. And so this statement made by very learned scientists are indeed very disturbing. I'm going to bring this to a close. So the question that you may ask is, how is this awareness of the technological happening relevant to us as Christians? Number one, understanding end time happening like AI is part of the end time stewardship. Jesus admonishes us to be watchful and alert to the latest prophetic event. And he said in Matthew 24:42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know when the hour the Lord is coming." And Luke 21:36, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all the things that were to come to pass." Hosea 4:6 says, "God's people are destroyed by a lack of knowledge." Point number two, it will increase our discerning ability and prevent us from falling into the great deception. Now, the great deception is coming, and we need to know the current world events in relation to Bible prophecy. Now, I'll speak more on this in another sermon. But in today's sermon, my focus has been on where AI is being prophesied in the Bible and how it is being fulfilled before our eyes. And this fulfillment should further strengthen our faith in God and His Word. And so in closing, we as Christians should not be fearful of AI because our God holds the future. And God has given us other prophecy regarding the future and how this world is going to end. And as world history unfolds, we see many end times prophecy are concurrently converging towards its total fulfillment. We don't know every plot and twist along the way, but we know how the big story is going to end in the book of Revelation. Jesus died and rose from the dead, and He seated the right hand of the Father in heaven. And Jesus says He will build His church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And He will return to set up the millennium kingdom, and then later on the new heaven and new earth. And so Jesus is sovereign. God is absolute sovereign. And He governs the world by His holy and all-wise and powerful works of sovereignty. As alarming as AI advances might be, our best technological advances are like children playing toys trying to mimic so-called a little act of creation. Let us not forget that God is the ultimate creator. Men are merely explorer and discoverer of God's countless scientific law. And then number four, God alone declares the end from the beginning, and His purpose shall stand. He works all things according to the counsel of His will, including the place of AI technology in our world. And that is all for my sermon today. As I said, I will elaborate more on this, the implication and the significance of AI in other sermons. I trust that it has blessed you and enlightened you regarding the end days event. The Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand for the enclosing song?